Jesus Christ calls us to discipleship, to follow him. He said, "My sheep listen to my voice and they follow me." Many believers have come to know the voice of the Lord. He has warned them, he has spoken to them in dreams, and they recognized his voice and they obeyed him, but not all the time. At times, they understood when the Lord spoke to them, when he gave them a message, a prompt, when he turned them from their wicked ways, or when he gave them direction. And then at other times, they decided to follow their common sense, or some other people's advice, or maybe apply some Bible verse. At other times, they decided to rather go with the wife or with the children when they knew that it was against the will of God. Jesus requires of us to go with him all the way. Believers often say, "I will die for Jesus. I will give up my life for Jesus." But when the spouse or the girlfriend or a friend invites them or takes them along to some place where they know they shouldn't go, then they deny Jesus. The disciples' dilemma is that we must follow Jesus Christ all the way, every day, and not turn away from him. We must stay with him. It is easy to say, "Lord Jesus, I will die for you," like so many do. But when it comes to the smallest things, then they compromise and they go with the world for the acceptance of people. They deny Christ. The disciple Peter did the same thing. In the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he spoke to his disciples. I read from John chapter 13, verse 33. "Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." Verse 36, Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "You will lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times." We know what happened then. Jesus was betrayed and his disciples were scattered. They ran away. And in that night, Peter betrayed Jesus Christ three times. Then the cock crowed, the rooster crowed, and Peter cried bitterly because he knew that he had betrayed his Lord. So many believers betray Jesus every day. They compromise for things that are worth nothing, but that will cost them eternity. And those same people often say, "I will die for Jesus. I will be a martyr." But they cannot even go with him in the smallest of things. The disciples' dilemma is that we have to choose every day. Are we going with Jesus? Or are we going with friends? Do I go with my boss, my wife, my friends, my children? Or do I stay with Jesus? Many people compromise about the truth. Many refuse to be baptized in water. Many accept immorality. They live like the rest of the world. We have to draw a line. We have to choose and obey Jesus Christ every time. We have to stay with him, or else we cannot follow him. Jesus said that those who overcome will sit with him on his throne. Those who endure with him until the end will be saved. It is required of us to choose Jesus every time, many times a day. Jesus must be first in everything. May Jesus bless you.